Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan, good afternoon to you. And again, I appreciate you having me on every week.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. So what are the latest COVID numbers in the city right now?
So unfortunately, our death count has gone up slightly since the last time we spoke. We're at 533 loss of life. 533 residents have perished by COVID-19. Total cases overall, 34,326 cases. The good news is our current active cases are really significantly down. We only have 77 current cases in the city of Brockton based upon a population of 106,000. So we're trending in the right direction. Within the last 48 hours, we have 13 new cases. And out of those 13 cases, 9 of those are over the age of 18 years of age.
Now, I also have to ask, of course, right now we're still dealing with the closure of Brockton Hospital. How is that impacting this whole situation?
We're having, we are having everyday meetings with Brockton Hospital, with Good Samaritan, because, again, Brockton Hospital is offline, although they have opened an acute facility on Liberty Street in Brockton off of Belmont Street, Route 123 on the west side. We actually are having the governor and lieutenant governor come and meet with us today in the city of Brockton to take a tour and to meet with the firefighters that were so brave to deal with a 10-alarm fire. But in terms of COVID numbers and the hospital being offline, there really hasn't been any type of a negative impact on that. The census numbers at Good Samaritan are fine. The census numbers at Neighborhood Health Center are fine in terms of COVID. But, you know, we need to continue to work diligently to get the hospital back open, 100% online. And at the same time, in the meantime, we have to really try to increase staffing at Good Samaritan because they're getting inundated with patients. So it's all hands on deck. The fact that Governor Healey and Lieutenant Governor Driscoll are coming here today are fantastic. And then last Friday, we had U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, U.S. Senator Ed Markey, and Congressman Lynch here in the city of Brockton. Historic day. Never happened before to have two sitting senators and the congressman at the same place. So it was awesome. And we were able to carve out 45 minutes with the delegation to meet with the Brockton Hospital folks. So we have to continue to collaborate and work together and work it through this delicate situation.
And now, do you have any timeline for when the hospital might be reopened?
You know, they're really pushing hard. I mean, I would be short-sighted to give you a time. There's been a lot of rumors. I do know that we're working with all the different suppliers to get the materials. Again, because of COVID, there's such a delay on supplies, and they've already hired an electrical company to help them. They're going to be working 24/7. So again, I can't tell you a hard date. All I know is my goal right now is paramount to get it open as soon as possible, and that's shared by Bob Haffey, the CEO of Brockton Hospital, and his team as well.
Another thing that could, another potential closure is a Stop and Shop. Has there been any news on that?
You know, I drafted a letter to the CEO. Again, Stop and Shop is based in the city of Quincy, the city of Presidents. And, you know, I've asked him to have a meeting, and, you know, I'm very hopeful. You know, the city doesn't really have the ability to make them stay. They're a tenant. The landlord, the owner of the property, is based out in California. The city, through my planner, Rob May, has spoken to the owner of record, a real estate investment trust firm out in California. So, again, it's a landlord-tenant situation, but, you know, my goal right now is to make sure that we have open communication. It's not just a supermarket. It's a bank. It's a pharmacy. It's a gas station. And it would truly have a negative impact on all our residents, not just in Brockton. You know, people in Holbrook and Abington and Avon. So I look forward to meeting with them at their corporate office in Quincy and continue to have discussions on that.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you as well.